If you lived in Portugal, on Christmas Eve, all the family would be gathering together. They say they come about 6 or 7 o'clock, and they get ready for a large feast that celebrates the Christmas season and the wonder of family. What's interesting about Portugal's tradition is that when they give out the gifts, they don't see the gifts as being given by Santa Claus or even by mom and dad. The tradition is that the gifts come from the baby Jesus. Menino Jesus brings the gifts. That seems a little strange to us because we tend to think of Jesus as the gift. But if we really stop and think about it, the other is true as well. Paul reminds us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15 that we are to be thankful for God's indescribable gift to us. And that's the gift of Jesus. You know, a lot of us are anticipating gifts. Some of us will be opening them tonight in the traditions of our family. Some of us will be opening them tomorrow morning. Some of us will be opening them tomorrow afternoon. Some of us will be opening them Monday morning. And some of us will be opening them all week. It'll just be that kind of, we love the gifts. And there's something fun about the surprise of a gift. Oh, I didn't see that one coming. But probably, at least if you've been around a little while like I have, you've been through that experience where, oh, maybe somebody slipped in something they said, or maybe you snuck in the wrong room one day, and back in the closet you saw that gift that, well, you knew it was for you. And so when Christmas morning or Christmas Eve or Monday comes, whatever it is in your family, and they bring that present out, you already know what it is. And yet, there's something neat about opening it up and now possessing it, actually being able to use it. Even when you knew it was there, it still wasn't something you could enjoy, something you could experience, something you could play with. And then suddenly it is. And you have that joy. And if it was a gift you really wanted, maybe it was the gift that was at the top of your list, you know, the Lexus or the diamond brace. I don't know what it was, but maybe it was the gift that was at the top of your list and you really are excited about it. You know, even if you knew it was coming, there's still something extraordinary about the moment when you get to enjoy it. For a lot of us as Christians, that's how we approach the season. We approach it with anticipation. Not just looking back at the fact that, yes, we know the Christmas story and we know that Jesus came and we know that he took on the form of man so that we could know him as much as he could know us. And yes, he grew and he died on the cross to be the substitute for our sins. And yes, he rose again. And all of these things we believe and coming back to take us to be with him if we've put our trust in him. And yet, we do struggle some days because we don't really get to experience that yet. We still live in a broken world. We still deal with disease and war and famine and betrayal and hurt. And sometimes we wonder if we're ever going to get the gift. But the reality is that God's gift is being given every year. In fact, God's gift is being given every day. And well, you know that your gift is secure and waiting for that day that Christ returns and really lets you own it. What you're waiting for is not just your chance to experience it, but you're waiting while everyone else has their chance to get it, to get that gift that is so important. And you know what? It's okay if we wait a little while longer so someone new can get Christ's gift. So here's the story. On this Christmas, as you open all of your gifts, whenever it is you open them, get excited not just about the gift you're playing with, But get excited about the gift that you know is there and you know it's yours and you're just waiting to hold on to. And then pray for that person who you know that doesn't yet have the gift, who hasn't yet received Jesus. In fact, maybe pray that God will let you be the one who shares that gift with them. And if you're here today and you've never personally received the gift of Christ's forgiveness and Christ's peace and the hope that you can someday too be with Christ forever in a place that he's prepared for you and joining in with the true family, the family of God, then would you today, right where you are, just say yes. Yes, Jesus, I accept you. I accept your gift. I accept you as my Savior. That's the greatest Christmas gift of all. We're going to sing Silent Night.